After a week of trash talk, smack talk, I think is what they call it in football, right? You've got the New York Jets head coach Rex Ryan saying they're pretty much the team of destiny.
We worked too hard to get back here. We came here for a reason. We thought we were the better team.
And, of course, there's the esteemed Patriots head coach Bill Belichick, who's sounding quite the polar opposite.
We just didn't play well or coach well. I mean, just wouldn't do anything good enough. Gave up too many points, didn't score enough, didn't have good field position. Just didn't do a good job.
Well, if the other team has too many points, they win, right, I guess.
That's kind of, yeah. It's an obscure rule.
Should have thought of that.
It's an obscure rule, right? The New England Patriots lost to the Jets in Foxborough last night. The score was 28-21. Wiz talk about his takeaway sports contributor.
There were some other games over the weekend, too.
There were, but we're going to start here. We're going to start here.
Good.
And there was a lot of talk about the talk leading up to this game. Do you think that the game itself justified all the smack talk going off in the week preceding it?
Looking at all the games this weekend and the somewhat blowouts or seeming blowouts of this weekend, the Jets-Patriots game was the best game. It was the marquee game of the weekend. It was billed as such, and it came down to being the best game. Sadly, Tom Brady and the Patriots did not play as good as they could have played, and I think Belichick was right. They had some serious miscues. There were a couple times Brady was throwing to his receivers, and they were going the opposite direction. It just didn't look like the Patriots that we had seen throughout the season.
I think it was the best defensive game, but I thought the Packer game was a great game, too.
That's a good point. The Packer game was good, and Aaron Rodgers really proved himself in a major way. And, the thing about the Jets is that they have great cornerbacks and a secondary. So in the passing game, they're a really difficult team to beat.
All right, so you kind of think the Patriots lost even more so than the Jets winning. But the Packer game that John is talking about in Atlanta, Aaron Rodgers led Green Bay. They toppled the top-seeded Falcons 48-21.
And what this sets up, and this is a macro point for a second, what this sets up is shows how far the NFL has come when no one is talking about the fact that half the finalists now, the final four, are coached by black men. And I think that's a really important place that we've gotten to in the NFL right now.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen loving that we're not talking about it.
Including the Chicago Bears.
Indeed. And there you go. That is a matchup that returns to the glory days of the NFL. The Packers
Bears,
against the Bears. That's as good as it gets.
Well, Chicago beat the Seattle Seahawks 35-24. The Seahawks being this far was a surprise to everybody, but that's a pretty close score for them. I mean, they didn't do too badly.
They got some junk points in the fourth quarter. And I think what that shows is what people are saying is that the Bears need to close out the games better. If they're going to be able to beat the Packers, which is not, the Packers right now are playing the best football in the NFL. And it looks like it's going to be Packers-Jets that's going to sort of round this whole thing out in the Super Bowl. But if the Bears want to be able to compete at the highest level, they are going to have to close out games better than that.
There was one more game, and it was supposedly brutal. I've only saw a couple of highlights from it. The Pittsburgh Steelers took a close one over the Baltimore, 31-24. And, of course, you've got Ben Roethlisberger, somebody who already has playoff experience, a lot of poise. Did that make a difference?
It makes a lot of difference. They also have a team that's been there. I think that they play football in a very sort of smash mouth type of. The Steelers play really tough football, and they do on the field what the Jets do with their mouths off the field.
That is true. And the Ravens led for a lot of that game.
The Ravens
and the Steelers did not lose their composure at all.
The Steelers knew exactly what they needed to do.
All right, let's get a couple
game.
Predictions from you. We've got Pittsburgh versus the Jets next week in Pittsburgh. Who is going to take this?
The tough part about this one is that the Jets beat the Steelers during the regular season. So revenge is on the minds of the Steelers. So if I'm looking at it correctly, it's definitely going to be the Steelers. Similarly, how the Jets beat the Patriots after they got walloped in the regular season by the Patriots. So, it looks like it's going to be the Steelers. Of course, from the New York region, I'm pulling for the Jets.
All right. And then the other championship game, who are you picking for then?
I'm definitely going with the Packers. I think the Packers have the best team in the NFL right now. They're playing amazing, and Aaron Rodgers is proving that the Green Bay made the right decision a couple years ago when they let Brett Favre go. And I'll say this, the Bears have not been tested the way that they will be tested this coming week against
the
Packers.
So you're looking forward to the Jets-Packers in the end.
That's the green versus green.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, takeaway sports contributor. Thanks so much, Ibrahim.
Well, before we go, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the commemoration, national holiday for Martin Luther King. I always worry and especially around this time of year, that this holiday, because first of all, it's football mania time.
Yep.
And secondly, because Americans are curiously detached from history, that we run the risk of losing sight of this holiday in the midst of all this kind of football mania.
I think with Martin Luther King Day, you have to put it in context with the particular moment. And I think right now we're dealing with two things that I think swirl around that speak to his legacy. One is what's happening in Tunisia. And I think it's
that's a good point.
People that are, you know, people self-determination and people taking advantage of a particular moment.
And Sudan, for that matter.
Sudan, exactly. Yeah. And then that's a good point. And then the third thing, I think, is what's happening in Arizona. You know, what's the price of leadership?
And, you know, a rabbi who we spoke with from Tucson last week made the point very emotionally that it's so interesting that this is happening right around MLK Day, but that they were feeling it very, very strongly in Tucson.
And I think this is what we tend to want to look back so much that we should actually take this moment to actually look at the present moment, right? We'll look back a little bit at his legacy, but his legacy actually, he called us to look forward. And in this particular day, we should be able to take stock of these things around us and say, okay, how would Dr. King have responded to these particular events that are happening right now, instead of always thinking I have a dream and getting focused on that speech.
That was just
one little moment. Exactly. We got to keep dreaming. Yeah. Keep doing as well.
Yeah. Do you commemorate the day in any way?
I think I do that every year. I think of, like, what would Dr. King have been doing right now and how would he react to whatever the issue is of that particular moment. I try and make him relevant and have context for today, because that's really the essence of what his work was and his spirit was.
So the King Day is important to you. You can reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, thanks so much.
Hey, good morning.